Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Duval, man, y'all got to be happy. The man is in town.
That's a way to treat a guy as soon as he lands.
He's in town. He more than likely is going to make it to OTAs.
No,
why else would he be in town?
He's out.
Oh, I know that, but I'm just saying, you never know with Leonard. Like, he could be in town and then just still not go to OTAs.
Well, this time last year, he went to go drop a make a mixtape.
Did he really?
Remember I told you I saw him outside the studio?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, y'all choosing to look at the negative part of this. I'm going to choose to be positive on a Thursday night. We were just talking about this like two nights ago, weren't we? About whether or not he'd report to OTAs.
You were like, he shouldn't have a choice.
Right.
Now he's
he's here.
It's 1,500 lighter.
It's a donation. It's a donation. I mean, I ain't going to sit here and throw rocks at the man. That ain't going to happen. I mean, I get every side of the story. I get it all. I understand completely everybody's reasoning on this. Like, if you want to say, well, yeah, they should have hauled him off to jail because of whatever, okay, you're not wrong. If you want to say, man, they should have just pat him on the back and said, hey, get this stuff fixed in the next day, you ain't wrong either. Like, I mean, it's possible for multiple people to have different opinions and both be right. That is possible. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize
that. I always tell people, like, one sin, just because you bring something up, it doesn't absolve the other person from their stupidity. It just means that the other person could have handled their situation better. That's all it is.
It's interesting.
IMHO.
What'd you say?
I am, in my humble opinion.
Oh. It's interesting, though, like, this whole thing, and I guess Philip Howman, is that you said his name?
Mm-hmm.
Said, tweeted out, per arrest report, the person that arrested him said, I want to see your ID, and he said, I left it at the stadium. I'm a Jaguar player. If he said that, he should have been arrested for being a tool. I mean, I'd just be honest.
No, because, one, first off, No, when they pull you over, they know who you are. They have an idea. They can go look your name up in the system.
Oh, I know.
If you have an ID, so like, but I think a lot of it was, he might not know that. But he probably was just like, yo, I'm Leonard Fournette with the Jags. Just, you know, I don't have my ID, but I promise that's who I am.
He had his ID.
He did
lied.
Have his ID.
Yeah. He said he left it at the stadium because he knew it was suspended.
But, so the guy took his ID?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know he didn't have his ID.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, okay. Leonard, you just got to be a little smarter about this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
There's no need to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's I don't know. I don't know where I stand on this. Like,
I don't really care. I'm just like, there's, out of all the things that we have going on, like, just give them the citation. It's just like, because this is what you had to
make
do
a
as
court a date.
Yeah, this is what you had to do as a police officer with this. You pulled them over. It already, for whatever reason, takes them 40 minutes to do all of this stuff. Like, they know what they're, like, I think they sit in the car and purposely make you wait and sweat. Now you have to go, you have to take him in. You have to get somebody to tow his car so that it gets impounded or somebody picks his car up. Now you have to book him. You have to do paperwork. Now a guy who is, a police officer is off the street when Mad Dad is going to do 16 commercials telling us how dangerous Jacksonville is. Like, if, I'm not saying don't pull people over. If Leonard has a warrant, book him.
Mm-hmm.
But just for him to go in, go through the process, and pay the $1,500, it wasn't like you're going to get a huge, you could have asked for that. I know you're not supposed to bribe a police officer, but I'm just saying, you could have been like,
well,
hey, bro.
But here, I want to hold up one second, because my gut is we don't know the whole story. Like, we don't know the circumstances around.
Well,
we don't
know he got pulled over for going 37 into 25.
Right, but what I'm saying is I don't know what it's like to be a police officer.
Not at all.
I have no idea, like, if something else popped up on that computer that they're not. I don't know.
Now,
you know
if
what I mean?
That happens.
So I'm not
cool,
gonna.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna rush and say, oh, that was stupid. I'm gonna say is like,
wait a minute. It's not stupid. It's his job. I'm just saying.
No, I got you.
I'm like, dude, like, for you, if it were me and I'm doing the job, I'm like, you know what? I really don't feel like taking you to jail for this. What I'm going to do is get this. I'm going to right now. Fournette, dummy, pay the ticket. You have the money so that you're not in this situation. And don't go 37 and a 25, which I can't say I've never done before. Might have done it today.
Wait. I'm confused about something.
How he got pulled over was speeding.
He was going 37 and a 25 today.
37 and a 25 today.
What was the ticket for?
The ticket, that was the one, what they put up. That they didn't put up the driving with a suspended license ticket.
Okay.
They put up the speeding ticket that he got for $209.
No, I'm talking about
the other one. What the ticket that he did not pay, which right. got his license suspended, was for speeding.
Was that the 80 and a 45?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know that part. I didn't see that part. But that's been passed.
I don't know. I saw somebody say something about that today. I guess the bigger point that I'm trying to make is I'm not gonna rush to judgment on Fournette or on the police officer or anything like that because I don't know all the details. But what I am gonna say is like, I don't think any different of Fournette today than I did yesterday.
Fair.
And
you should.
Yeah. But like I said, when Rick was in here, this is that whole thing of when you do stupid stuff, everything gets compounded.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like if this was, I'm not gonna say Jalen because if it was Jalen, be national news. Like it would be all over because Jalen's such a big deal. Give me, if this was Ngakoue, I don't think he'd have like the blowback that Leonard's getting on social media because has Ngakoue ever been in trouble? Now, if this was Fowler, like, bro, Fowler would be.
Hey, man, Leonard's been in trouble. The most trouble Leonard's ever been in was sitting on a bench and not looking engaged.
When I say trouble, I mean being a turd.
I think we've used that. AB, turd.
Dude,
turd,
Leonard's
turd.
Sitting on a bench and pouting and then and running off the sideline. That's turd.
Like, that was stupid. Stupid, yes. This right here, eh.
What I'm saying. If there wasn't for the previous events, that's what I said.
I just think
if it's Ngakoue, then we go, dang it, Yanni. Get it fixed, man. Let's move on.
I just think we should be booking people in county or in the Duval Hotel, if there's something real that popped up, now I'm good with that.
Well, I don't have a thought at all on that.
He did his job. I'm just thinking, like, man, you know what? Maybe we could have, you know, because at the end of the day, he's still going to get the citation no matter what. He's still got to pay it, and he's got another court date. But, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Don't you think he probably, being a professional athlete or just an adult, should have probably paid his ticket and knowing his license is suspended?
I've done it. I had a red light ticket that I got and I put on the counter and I completely forgot about.
Like, they let you know when your license is suspended. Like, it takes a long time.
No, I got that, but I'm just saying.
They send you a letter in the mail when, like, I literally look for three pieces of mail consistently. My utility bill, my cable bill, and say, what else did I look for? And a check. Like, if I'm
just
expecting
anything.
Everything
check.
Else more than likely goes in the trash. So, like, it can get lost in the shuffle. Like, I've had a suspended license, and I've been pulled over, and
man,
I'm grateful.
Man, you are really giving Leonard
no,
a
I'm
lot
grateful
right
that
here.
The police officer, when he told me I could take you to jail for this, I was like, holy
Judge,
crap,
hold on,
you
Judge,
can
what
go
do you
to
mean?
Jail.
I'm just saying, like, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt that he might have lost this in the mail or something? Like, he didn't know that his license was suspended?
I'm giving Leonard the benefit of the doubt that it happens to more than just professional athletes.
It happens to a ton of people.
Like,
it's actually
I'm
more
saying
common.
Because he is a professional athlete, he's a multimillionaire. Like, handle these things. Be an adult.
I think so. The other thing too is the one thing that does aggravate me is because like there's one time I got a ticket. I'm like, man, I want to pay it now. Like, get it out the way so I don't forget. You know, it takes like a damn week for them to put that in the system. Like, it's like they got all this technology. It should go up. It should be up there right away. God forbid you get pulled over in a country town. Jeez. I had to mail. I remember one ticket I had to mail. Then I had to wait, like, for them to input it. So they did carrier pigeon. But nah, he's stupid. I mean, it's stupid. Leonard, like, don't give them any. I promise. I hope we don't do anything dumb as GMs. because of this situation?
Well, I mean,
they're not going to cut him.
No, I'm not cut him, but like, oh, well, we got to get him out of here.
Okay, hold on.
He stays in trouble. Now we're going to get him out of here for a 6-round pick. Like, well, get no value.
Hold on. Time out. Actually, let's take a break. Let's talk about that on the other side, because I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on that. Like, if something happens with Leonard Fournette, this ain't the reason why. We'll get to that coming up next.
This is Calais Campbell of your Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
You are listening to The Sports Den. We're brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. It's Thursday, so you should be getting out to ABC about right now. Getting ready for the weekend. The Masters. You got the Masters. Really nothing else sporting-wise, right?
The AAF?
No, the
NBA playoffs, bro. Come on.
It's the first round.
So what?
Orlando, Toronto.
Yeah. We had Nick Anderson on today.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. He's like friends with Leon, apparently. Mm. I guess all professional athletes from the 90s know each other somehow.
Maybe from the state of Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, get to ABC. That was the bigger point. Go to ABC, get all your beer, your liquor, your snacks, your water, whatever. Cigars. If they don't have it there, then go to thehumidor.com, type in Sports Den and the coupon code, and you'll get free shipping and 20% off of cigars that you maybe can't find anywhere else. Give them a look. Do us a favor. This Fournette thing, two things. One, has his appeal been heard yet about could the Jaguars void the guarantees?
I thought he got turned down.
Did he? I Googled it. I can't find it. Because if it hasn't, then maybe the Jags sent this cop out there. it's going to get voided. I have no idea. But your point before about you hope they don't overreact and trade.
I mean, if they're going to trade already, I'm.
Would it be an overreaction?
No, what I'm saying is like, we just had to get rid of them and don't get any value. It's not the overreaction that I'm worried about. It's the fact that we make stupid deals is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but
emotional decisions.
My point is this, what happened today wouldn't be the reason for that. It's the accumulation.
Yeah, they were already going to do it. But, I mean, even the accumulation of stuff, like, I mean, I get Dante Fowler. But, I mean, all right, he it's really dumb penalty, amazingly dumb penalty that actually hurt the team. Running over trying to defend somebody who didn't need defending. I give you that. Late to meetings.
Suspended for that.
Yeah.
Suspended his rookie year for that.
Suspended with pay.
Has missed almost as many games as he's played.
Who was fighting in London?
It wasn't him.
He wasn't part of
playing.
The London thing?
He wasn't playing.
Yeah, but I
wasn't
think
that
he was
point?
Part of it.
No, I think it was – I think the London
thing. No, I think he stayed here. I don't think he –
yeah, the London thing was those guys – told that they were getting something and then they didn't get it. And that actually came out. Again, nobody really talks about what happened because it's not fun to talk about that part. But
it was Barry Church, DJ Hayden, Ronnie Harrison, and Gerard Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you, I'm glad it got cleared up, but that's actual trouble. And it's like a speeding ticket. No matter how we shape it. It's a speeding ticket.
There's plenty on Leonard, bro.
There's nothing illegal.
Have to be illegal.
Or nothing that's like to
it's
the
annoying.
Point. Yes.
It's like people that hide behind the whole world. It's not illegal.
There's
like,
a lot of things that are annoying. There's a lot. Like
it's
even the thing where he
it
ran
is, that's,
stupid.
Yeah.
Even when he ran across the field, he got a 15-yard penalty and a suspension from the team.
And a fine.
And kicked out of the game.
People get suspended.
And kicked out of the game.
So people get suspended, kicked out of games, fined. And penalties every day.
That could have potentially lost
James
them
did,
a game.
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah, they did lose
we
the
did
game.
Lose
are
the
you
game.
Seriously
but I'm
taking
saying
up for this
if
dude
he
right
was
now?
In the
no,
game,
what
maybe
I'm
they
saying
didn't
is
lose
like,
the
if
game.
We're going to trade him, because he's missed 18 games, right?
It's the accumulation of everything. It's the accumulation of.
Dude, like we put, like it's your turd to talent index.
No, not even that on this.
No, not with you. What I'm saying, using the turd to talent index, the man, when he is healthy, he is a damn good running back. I can see getting rid of him because you want somebody who you can have available for 16 games. But what I'm not going to do is blow up a freaking speeding ticket. Like, they got this man, like, they got the news cameras out here looking at him like he's OJ. Like, come on, man. It's a certain
time. Slow news day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's just admit it. Like, all the people, slow news day. If this was something big was happening. Actually, you know what? They're trying to compete with Nipsey's funeral. Like, this doesn't even get a blip compared to that.
But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. That doesn't mean he wasn't being a total dumbass.
It's not saying that it didn't
happen.
It's just on the grand scheme of things.
No, but what it sounds
like. The one thing that consistently everybody has said, I have had that happen to me before. Like, that's not a bad thing.
Have you had all of that happen to you in, like, 18-month span? Like, he is a dumbass. He constantly puts himself in terrible situations.
That's not saying he's not. But what I'm saying is okay, so would you be okay with them trading? Before all of this, if they trade Leonard Fournette for a fifth-round pick, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Sure.
Just like what they – even with Dante Fowler. Like, yeah, you had to get rid of him.
Agreed.
You felt like you had to get rid of him. But you got rid of him for nothing.
Well, but they weren't going to re-sign him. I got that one because they were going to get nothing for him.
Then
anyway.
That should have been the deal that you did the previous year when he had more value.
Well, it should have been, but it wasn't. But,
that's my point. It's like we talk about accumulation of stupid stuff. David Caldwell still has a job.
Bro, we talk about that every single night. But it's not like we give
like
him
saying,
a pass.
Like, we haven't fired David. If we're going to fire everybody for accumulation of stupid stuff, we should have an entire new staff. The only person who should be there is the old man. That's my point. Again.
Right.
But we both said before all of this happened that Leonard Fournette more than likely would be traded.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Here's what you hope happens is you hope that at some point, because Fournette is crazy talented, that at some point you hope he realizes, because we've all been there at that age where you go, oh, crap, okay, I got to get my stuff together. Like, I just got to get it together. Like, I can't let the little things accumulate.
Right.
You know, that's what you hope happens for Fournette, because he's not, like we saw Zeke. Zeke was the same way. Zeke kept having little crap, and he's seemingly gotten it together.
He had a full season where he didn't do anything.
Right, and so now you don't hear anything about his past. Because but the next time he does something, if he does something, you're going to hear all of it again.
Right, but Zeke's also rushed for a stack before he got
never hurt,
benched.
Yeah, he's never hurt either, ever. Hey, I want to remind everybody, by the way, Guns N' Hoses coming up April 27th. James and I will be in the house as guest judges. Yes, sir.
I was hoping you were saying you guys were going to be fighting.
No. The heck no.
Different weight classes.
Yeah. Oh, each other?
Yeah.
No. Nah, I'm not getting into that mess.
No. Heck no. Set us up a fight and watch us just both take shots in the middle of the ring and sit Indian style. shots of liquor, that is.
I figured after you're sitting.
But one thing I talked to the guys today, one thing that I didn't know about James that I think you and I may be interested in. Did you know they have a poker tournament?
Yeah, I saw that. Nobody told me.
Yeah.
I see they have it every year. I'm like, dude, I haven't played in a while, but I like playing poker.
Well, here you go. Write this down. Put it in your phone. April 18th, registration at 5:30 at Best Bet, $100 buy-in, $50 rebuy.
A little problem.
What?
I have this thing called a radio show.
You think you'll still be in it by 9?
If I'm playing for real. The last time I didn't really want to do it. I just did it and just tried to give the bounty up.
What if we did this? What if we did our show from there, and if we're both still in it, then I do a segment, then you do a segment. And then that way it just automatically folds, and it's probably the best thing for you at that point.
Yeah, keep me in longer.
Yeah, that's what we should look at doing. But Best Bet, Guns and Hoses, registration at 5:30, $100, $50 rebuy. If you hear dead air at 9 o'clock that night, it's because James and I are trying to make money over there.
Now, wait a minute. First off, if I play, I can win, right?
Well, you have to pay, yeah. That's not part of our...
Oh, never mind. I thought they were like getting us being a judge. You get
They're
in.
They're trying to raise money, bro.
Oh, they definitely don't know my tagline.
No, everybody get out there, support that.
I can't wait to Guns N' Hoses, man. We get to eat all you can eat crap.
Is it?
And then, yeah, like they got. I mean, it's not. I mean, not crap. Like they got like.
I was gonna say, I don't know if that was like
they got like chicken fingers. They got hot dogs. They got like a burger, nachos, and then booze. Like, I can't wait.
Okay, I have no idea. I mean, I'm just going. I'm going for the fun. It's actually pretty legit. We've been invited. I'm actually probably going to miss an Elite 11 event for it.
Oh, nice.
How about that? Tomorrow, you're going to be solo, by the way. I'm going to go. JJ, I'm going to Athens tomorrow as a Gator fan. So take that, Manny.
What are you going to be wearing?
He's going to wear his red.
I am.
Georgia Bulldog themed.
I am.
6-point shirt.
No, I'm not. I don't ever wear 6-point stuff to those places. I think that's like, I don't do that. But I'll wear something red. I'll respect.
We should get some like very James-centric guest on tomorrow.
Well, that's between y'all. As long as I come back Monday with a job, I don't care what y'all do.
What if it's only you with the job, though?
I mean, yeah, yeah, no, gone. Let's not do that either. Let's not do that. Let's get off the Fournette stuff because it is kind of depressing a little bit. And let's get to the fact of somebody who did something stupid, got immediately penalized, and now has got another job, Ty Montgomery. Ty Montgomery, you may remember, played for the Green Bay Packers, and last year he decided after they told him, hey, if it goes in the end zone, kneel on it so Aaron Rodgers has time to win us this game. And that joker said, bump y'all, I'm taking it out, and he fumbled. And the Packers cut him the next day. Like, the next day, like, you're out. He signed a one-year deal with the New York Football Jets today. I think because he was with the Packers, I thought he was better than what he really is. In his career, now he was a third round pick in 15. His career, he has 192 carries for 932 yards. Like, I thought he was, and he has 107 catches for 892. I guess if you put those together, that's not bad because that's 16, 17, 18. That's 3 years. Was that 1,900 total yards? That's not great, is it?
More than our guys.
Yeah, but if you're in Green Bay, have you heard of our guys?
No. I mean, I haven't heard of our guys until you said something about it.
Would we know who Ty Montgomery is if he wasn't a running back wearing number 88?
That was, yeah.
He's just so odd because he was a receiver for like the first however many years of his career. And then all of a sudden, Green Bay's running backs were all depleted 1 year. So they're like, let's just put this guy in there. He kind of was decent.
That's what I was saying. I thought he had better stats than what he has.
Oh, rushing the ball wise?
Overall. I mean, you're talking about the guy played 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, most of 18. So that's 4 years, and he only had 1,900 yards total, receiving and rushing.
Whoa.
Yeah, didn't you think it'd be a lot more than that?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Didn't they do like the percentage? Aren't they like 70-30 there?
What? Pass to run?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's both a receiver and a running back.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Let's see. Let me make sure I got this right. Yeah, 4 years. Whatever 932 plus 892 is, that's under 1,800 yards. Yeah, I just thought, I don't know. I thought he had a couple returns for touchdowns, so maybe that's where it was too. But it just shocked me that he was A, still available, and B, on a one-year deal. I thought he was better than that. But guess not. Let's see. 703, can y'all let Leonard hold a little extra cash? Man, he don't need no cash.
He got it.
I don't think, anyway. I don't know his deal.
I mean, he got it. I can't have
that. Oh, yeah, you're right. 718, my bad. I didn't even think about that when I said that, about us sitting in the ring. That gum. Yeah. Trying to see what else. There was another one on here that I wanted to get to. Oh, 517 says, random thought, but if they make the season longer by 2 games, the preseason shorter by 2 games, could get 2 bye weeks, longer season. Plus, I don't know if it's statistically true, but I feel like it's more injuries now, so extra rest week. That will never happen. Oh, I shouldn't say never. It's not going to happen anytime soon because from either side, the owners aren't going to want to pay extra, and the players are going to demand extra. But at the same time, the players want the four preseason games, the players' union does, because it gives them more players with an opportunity. If you only have two, then you don't need to carry as many roster spots. There's not as many roster shuffles. I hate the preseason as much as anybody in the world, but I have just completely resigned to the fact that we're going to have four preseason games. And it's not the owner's fault. It's not the player's fault. It's actually they both have a vested interest in those four.
Right.
Probably equally. You cut it down to two, and there ain't nearly as many people playing football halfway through August as what there is now.
They just go back to what they were doing before. The first game with me and Moore, they'll have a huge
Cut.
Yeah,
with a bunch of dudes who didn't really get any time.
Like the 90 men, like not cutting those guys, I would say, after week three. I mean,
but remember,
it's
they
not
get away
really
with that too. Now they've let them basically, they just got to be down to a certain roster by opening day.
That's what I mean. I'm saying, like, all it is just protecting. That's protecting your starters and using other people as cattle. Like, yeah. So you're slaughtering other guys, and they're getting film, I guess, but nobody cares about the preseason. And you know you're not going to – you already know you're not signing those guys.
I do think, though, the evolution of practice squads and all that kind of stuff, and it's not new, but it's still fairly new compared to how long football's been around. I do think that those third and fourth film games do matter a little bit more now. Like, it does give some – if you flash and make a couple plays in the fourth game, then at least your name is on the tip of somebody's tongue. And, hey, you know what, let's look at this guy a little bit longer and maybe put him on a practice squad contract just in case.
Practice squad is cool. But you're like – you realize that you're a year or two guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know it because you're young, but, like, if you're on the outside and you matured a little bit, you're like, yeah, I'm not going to be – I'm not long for this world.
But you get a paycheck. Right?
Yeah, decent. Much better than
– than not.
The paycheck, though, if the AAF would have stayed around, isn't really that much better than what you would have got there. Actually, I don't remember. What was it? Let me stop that. Pause. What is the AAF? What did they make? Do you remember?
Like 100K?
No. First year was 70. It went like 70, 80, then 100 or something like that.
Typically, yeah. You make 100 if they activate you the last couple games. So then you get the actual full rookie minimum for that game.
But the AAF didn't make that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, in
theory.
We don't
know if any of those checks even clear.
I'm just saying, in theory. Nothing's worse than Canada, though. Because I was listening to a podcast that James Wilder Jr. talked about what his check – well, he just played Canada because he wanted to play. And then, like, he told him, he's like, I can't come back up here for
really?
That. So it was like $35,000.
Isn't he, like, one of the big stars up there?
He went and said, like, I'm not – his agent said, like, he like broke all the records and did a whole bunch of stuff, and he's like, I'm not coming back up here for $35,000. And then they renegotiated his contract and made him, I think, the highest-paid American running back. So, like, he might have got, like, $65,000, $70,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
And then he's got to pay Canada taxes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did I think they were making bank up there?
There are guys who are making bank who get out of their rookie contract. And our quarterbacks or wide receivers, like running backs,
yeah,
it's a
Cleo
passing.
When he
it's
went
a passing
there.
League.
You want to say Cleo was making good money when he went up there?
There's people who are making, one to two. That's why some of those quarterbacks are like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm happy where I'm at right now. Why would I go be a backup and have all that pressure when I can stay up here? Now, what James Wilder did, though, he made a lot of money off the field. They love him in Toronto. Like, he had a billboard.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
He's sitting with Drake at Raptors games.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
I don't even like Drake, but like I wouldn't mind. I know if I'm sitting with him on the court side, that I'm doing something good with my life.
You may not like Drake. You chill with him.
I think it'd get weird. Be a lot of sensitivity. Mm. But I mean,
are you talking about Drake the artist?
Yeah, Drake the artist.
So you know the Drake curse, yes. Where. You know, whatever team he likes, they always lose or whatever. So this weekend, just this week alone, he went over to Europe. He met with three separate dudes from three separate teams, three L's.
Wow.
He's taken it worldwide.
Wow.
With the curse.
In 2018, the minimum CFL salary for each player is $54,000 for the regular season. which does not include payment received for signing bonuses. They've got a salary cap up there.
I don't know. Maybe he's lying, but most people don't.
That's still not much. $54,000 in Canada? Yeah. I mean,
maybe he said that. Maybe he said more. I thought so. But all right, slash that in half.
That's what I'm saying. In Canada, like, you're taking home about 30 of that. And it ain't cheap to live up in most of these Canadian cities that these teams are in. And I'm trying to see. Man. Yeah. You know what they get paid to make the playoffs?
What?
$3,400.
Like a game?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably how many games they play?
They play a divisional semifinal game.
No, I'm saying like how many games do they
play?
Oh,
I have no
idea.
I'm just thinking like in the NFL, don't they make like $35,000?
They put it like this. They make the minimum. So if they play 12 games and your league minimum is $57,000, you're playing like you're being paid $4,750 a game. So like $3,400 is probably what they make what the league minimum is per game.
I see what you're saying.
It's better than arena. You get paid $400 like whatever though.
So why doesn't like XFL go up to Canada?
To pay those taxes?
Well, I mean, but go up there, pay more, and take all their players.
Oh no, that's what the Canadian players were looking at what the AAF was doing.
That was what they were trying to get to the AAF.
Like they were like James Wilder was like, yo, y'all better be careful. This league right here, playing guys and treating them good until it folded. I mean, I think it was almost genius for Vince to go second.
To learn? Well, he actually went first.
I learned.
To go first and third.
This is an interesting thing. Let me not get another 30 for 30 made. Let me let somebody else go first. Look at their mistakes. Now you got players. You see that there's a market. The NFL is like, all right, well, cool. We need more bodies to get banged up so that our real players don't get banged up. So we'll give these guys a little bit of bread. Like, it's good. The XFL now has they don't have any competition. And they actually have people who got their who want something. Is there a Florida team?
I don't know. Have they announced the teams? I don't know. I have to look at that. We got to take a break, but listen to this. Florida players talking trash about Miami. We'll get into that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
ThinMD, ThinMDMedSpot.com. That's where you need to go. Summer's coming up. Maybe you got a couple pounds you want to lose. Maybe you got 40 pounds you want to lose. Maybe you got 100 pounds you want to lose. It doesn't really matter. Get to ThinMD. Let them help you out. Go to ThinMDMedSpot.com. They've got locations in Mandarin and Jack's Beach. Dr. Capasso's the dude. Got low testosterone. He can take care of that. Having issues in the bedroom. He can get that taken care of for you. Got some bad eyebrows. Get those taken care of. Need laser hair removal? Need your teeth whitened? Apparently people need their face cleaned really well. But hydrofacial stuff they do a ton of. They got all kinds of stuff over there. Go check them out. If you're just not feeling right, if something's feeling off, then go over there, tell him that you want the Denny and James treatment. Like, have him do all the tests. Find out what's going on with you. Get to feeling better. Get to feeling right. You don't have to live that way. You like trash talk this early in the year?
When is good teams?
Florida defensive end Andrew Chatfield was quoted today when asked about the Miami game. This is per 24/7 Sports. He says, well, I don't really see them as a challenge. I just see them as another team, really, because I feel like my whole team, we face SEC teams, big boy teams. They faced one SEC team, and they got smashed by LSU last time I checked. But it's whatever, though. It's just another game. I mean, I ain't mad at it. But
they only lost to an ACC team 6 years in a row.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Who did they lose to 6 years in a row?
Wasn't it six?
They used to my FSU.
Oh.
Are you serious?
It was five. But okay. Who's, I mean, yeah, it was close. But if you wanted to, if you want to really be like technical about it, it was like 8 and 10 years. But, you know, don't worry about it. Right now, we lost. We got our behinds kicked last year, so that's all that matters right now.
Yeah, Mullen told me the attendance in the UF game. Which there's a ironic, lot of trash talk coming
out of
games. But
Georgia fan, like, he didn't, like, my thing is like, Georgia fans, Georgia came right back. Like, or you could call, or you could just say whatever the score was for that. That'd be the attendance. But I
respect it.
I'll give it a pass for Florida-Miami. Because it's creating, it'll be a watch game because people are still really curious to why it does not happen, why it doesn't happen every year, and why has it been so long, with how important football is in Florida. So this, but with Miami kind of not holding up their end of the bargain last season, Florida doing better than what they were supposed to do. And, like, there's got to – the only way to really keep drawing that attention and make sure it's sold out – not really sold out. It's more so make sure that the game is watched on television like that because that's where the money is to – the trash talk helps.
Well, it's going to be watched because they moved it up a weekend. It's going to be the first college
game. It'll be the only thing,
yeah,
right?
It'll be the only thing. So, but the reason why I'm not mad at it is because I kind of see it the same way. I don't – I may eat my words here, but I have zero worries about that game. As a Florida fan, I'm more worried about like Tennessee than I am Miami.
I'm with you. I'd be more worried about Tennessee. I think, man,
there's just so many questions in my mind.
I don't want to jump on them. Like, but I mean, I can understand what you're saying. That being said,
new coach, new system, no quarterback.
Miami is very talented with their front seven, the starters. Like, you're probably not going to see two better linebackers.
Very true.
Than what you'll see with Miami, which I'm happy for them. They'll get their degrees more than likely, but that was the biggest recruiting get for the University of Miami was to keep Shaq and Pinckney.
Yeah, both out of Jacksonville.
The D-line, Nesta's good. They don't really have another D tackle this isn't me trolling. Good friend of mine is their D line coach, Coach Todd Stroud. And even Todd said, like, our first string is good, better than anybody, just as good as anybody. We just don't have any depth.
That's a lot of people right now, especially in that front seven.
But they're, no, like, not depth and talent, like, actual, like, you can remember, I told you Miami lost a whole bunch of D tackles, and then they talked about how great that Mark Richt class was, but it was a lot of skill players. There was no real
depth at all.
Like, yeah, they lost like four or five D tackles, and they brought in like two or three. I don't remember what this class brought in, but to rely on a lot of young guys, I know they didn't bring in like a premium D tackle. So, like, that's really where the weakness is in an SEC team. If you can, like, again, Wisconsin showed you the model. Line it up, run right at them, and you gotta defend it. But I will say, coming in early, you never know what's gonna happen. Like Garvin, yes, So I mean,
may be wrong. I'm not trying to talk trash about Miami. I'm just saying, as a Florida fan, I have much bigger worries on the Florida schedule than I do about Miami. I mean, Miami's the first one, so I get that. But
I'm just curious to when does Florida keep losing these defensive players and they actually come to catch up with them.
It's fair. No, that's fair. I think Florida, the back half of Florida's defense is really talented again. But young in some spots. But that's fair.
I mean, C.C. Jefferson and Ja'Kai Polite, those are losses.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your linebacker too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. As funny as this sounds, like, Florida's such an offensive school, like, people view it that way.
The defense has been what's carried you.
We may have gotten spoiled and thought, okay, well, this is just how the defense works over the last, what, six, seven, 8 years.
Like, if you really That's look fair. At last season, your defense when they figured it out, it gave your offense an opportunity to come back. Like South Carolina, that, you know, who else? A couple other games.
Vandy,
definitely.
I think at the end of the year last year, I'm being very careful not to read too much into the Florida State and Michigan game, because I think that we beat a Florida State team that was checked out and just not very good last year. And then we beat a Michigan team, and I'm not trying to discredit Gator fans, don't get on me this, sat a bunch of people. Had a bunch of people sit.
A ton.
Right. And so, I mean, I don't want to read too far into what happened those last two games.
I mean,
there's the name value, Florida State and Michigan, right?
I'll say Florida. You guys took the fight out of Florida State. I won't say they came in a game checked out, because there were still a lot of things there.
They just weren't very good at that point.
I mean, he should have benched. He should have benched Frenchie a while ago. But I'm still trying to understand the Missouri game. What happened to your offense?
That Missouri game, the Kentucky game, Kentucky just physically whipped Florida. And that was early in the year. That Missouri game, I don't know what that was. Missouri always gives – who's that team for Florida State? Everybody has that team, right?
NC State.
NC State? I don't know what it is.
I hate playing NC State. I hate playing Boston College in Massachusetts. I might go to that game this year.
What?
If we play BC. I think we play BC at BC this year.
Why would you go to that?
Because I've been yelled at. Because I've never gone to Boston for anything besides playing. And that gives me an opportunity to check a box that I haven't checked in a decade.
Mm. Have fun with that.
I mean, once I found out that Cheers closes at like 10, it bothered me. Like, how can you market an entire city in a place where everybody knows your name when you can't even go, like you can only go there to pregame?
What time of the year are y'all playing that game?
Oh, never mind.
Is it late?
It's going to be snowing. Like, play the first, like November 9th.
Yeah, no.
I might still be hungover from the Miami game. We played them the week before. Because I might go, because that'd be cool, because I definitely know what where I'm not going at the end of the year.
You really not going to go to Florida?
Nope. Don't go to Gainesville.
That's right. I forgot about the two bye weeks this year.
Yeah. It's weird. So, wait a minute. Are we not playing though? Is it not Thanksgiving?
The bye week must be Thanksgiving. When is Thanksgiving this year? Unless it's that late. Because the game's on the 30th, right? Mm-hmm. November 30th?
Nah, Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday, right? No, it is that late.
That stinks, man, because then that means that it's a shorter time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Christmas is on Wednesday.
Shut the whole week down for business.
Ew. That shit, I get it. I know what it's for, even though it's not. But can we just make Christmas permanently on a Thursday or Friday, man?
No.
God.
No. Everybody's schedule sucks this year, man. It's equal opportunity. I mean, I'm looking at y'all's schedule, and I've already looked at ours, and it's just it's y'all's home games. Y'all's home games are Louisiana Monroe, Louisville, NC State, Syracuse. I guess you got Miami at home, and Alabama State.
NC State could be pretty good. Syracuse, I wonder what Dino's going to do. With the momentum.
You think any of those would be in the top 25 when you play them? Miami? Maybe.
Just depends on what you guys do to them.
I mean, Florida's not much different. I'm not trolling here.
No.
Florida's schedule's not much different.
I mean, Miami's playing. Why isn't Florida showing? Anyways, so Miami's playing. Is there really that much time between the bye weeks that early? Can't be right. Let me type this in.
Well, Miami? Well, Miami got the bye
week. We have two bye weeks.
Yeah, they've got 2 weeks of a bye week, right?
Yeah, so they really are having 2 weeks between them and BCU, UNC. Even worse,
Florida's bye weeks are Georgia and Florida State.
If Miami beats Florida, that'll put them in the rankings. So, but I don't think that's gonna happen. So, but they could be UNC. They should be BCU, Central Michigan, Vitek. I mean, they got a lot of. Wait a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, yeah. By the time they play us, if they only have one loss, they'll be ranked.
Florida's home games, just so all y'all know I'm not trolling. Tennessee, Martin, Tennessee, Towson, Auburn, okay. That's good. Vandy and Florida State.
We got two.
Two ranked teams?
No. Well, I mean, forget that. I'm talking about two teams that should.
Well, Tennessee. So Tennessee will be fun. So Tennessee, Auburn, Florida State. That's your home schedule.
Tennessee won't be on ranked?
No, I don't think that early in the year.
I mean, the SEC little give.
Well, was Tennessee last year 5-7?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, they won't be ranked. Everybody's talking about how hard Florida's schedule is because of the Miami game. It's not. It's like, okay, you got Auburn, LSU, South Carolina, Georgia in 4 weeks. That's a tough stretch. I'll give you that. But it's not any tougher than any other year, is it? I mean, it's not particularly hard just because you add Miami in. I mean, you add Miami, but you got Tennessee, Martin, and Towson. And by the way, I am not one of these guys who wants Florida to start doing – the whole Georgia-Clemson, Georgia-Florida State. No, hell no. You don't have to. The way it is right now, like it or not, if you're an SEC team and you win your SEC games, you're in the Final Four. We don't have to play an extra one.
That's when I was having a discussion with Gator Dave. I was like, I'd rather you not try to argue that your schedule is tough. I'd much rather you just be real and say we don't have to play it. Like that's more respectful.
That it's a crap. It's proven now that you can lose one in the SEC. You don't have to go to the SEC championship. You may still get in, except for Georgia last year. All right, we got to take a break. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
Loose Air Quality brings you 8 o'clock every single night. Loose Air Quality, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Environmental testing for your home or office. I want to spend a minute just talking about realtors because they work with a ton of realtors. And when Dave and Shannon were telling me about what they do, like that was the one thing that stuck out to me is, like, whenever I buy my next house, I'm going to ask my realtor, like, has this ever been tested? Because I learned that the hard way.
Really?
Yeah, I did, man. Like, the house that we were in before, we had some mold issues that it cost a fortune and shut down, like, part of our house for the better part of 2 months.
Wow.
So if you're a realtor, like, that's a great idea. Go give Loose Air Quality a call at 904-803-1014. And before you put somebody in a house, just have them come out there and test the air quality. Like, I think that would be a good benefit. Like, you could tell your clients, hey, we do this. It's different than everybody else. Good stuff. 904-803-1014, looseairquality.com. That can't be real. Picture of Fitz. There's no way.
That's off of a verified account.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's not Photoshopped?
I mean, that's a lot of Photoshop.
There's a – you want to retweet that on the Sports Den page? Did you already scroll past it? You can find it. There's a video that James has shown me at the break of Ryan Fitzpatrick jogging. He's in a Dolphin shirt, right?
Mm-hmm. Beard is glorious.
Dude needs to go see Dr. Capasso quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's put on a solid, like, 30 this offseason. Mm-hmm.
He's on the Jameis plan, the reverse of Jameis.
The reverse of Jameis?
Remember, well, Jameis has been working out. Jameis is.
He's on the Jameis rookie plan.
Like, yeah, when Jameis was trying to get in, he was looking like somebody's uncle.
Yeah, I saw a recent video of Kevin Hart, and he visited FSU like way back in the day while Jameis was still there. And he looked terrible. I was like, oh my God, this guy was drafted at number one?
You remember? Now, to be fair to Jameis, that was anybody who had who has one of those workout belts and somebody's pulling against it, it's going to stick your gut out.
Yeah.
But that was a terrible picture. Whoever published that picture just didn't like Jameis. Jameis needs to stop putting out workout videos altogether.
Yeah, and people just keep tagging me and stuff, and I'm like, bro, I can't just.
Was there more trampoline stuff?
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's one that weekend was amazing because it went from that trampoline stuff to that dude up in Tennessee. What was it, Fudge Fitness?
That had to be a parody account, right?
No.
That's not a real place, man.
It is a real place. We were talking about it the other day. It is a real place.
Man, get out of here.
This dude is up there just freestyling, making stuff up.
You're making money now because everybody made him famous with that BS, that bull.
It was awesome.
Shout out to Tad Dickman.
What Tad do?
It's keeping us all informed.
About Leonard?
In general. So, big-time quarterback signees, you know, Alex Magoo.
Yeah.
Mr. Magoo,
mm-hmm.
Jersey number two, Nicholas, seven,
okay.
Chris Connolly, 18, Alfred Blue, we got to know what the running
You're
back.
You're my boy, Blue!
You hear me?
Huh.
27. 23, Alfred Blue.
It would be hilarious, actually, if Dickman said. There's been a jersey change.
Ben Bennington, Cunningham, with the stank number, 29.
Why is that a stank number?
It's just a stank number, man. It's Thomas Rawls, 34. Jake Ryan, 47.
Uh-huh.
Leonard, was it Wester?
Wester.
61.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try to say his last name, but Cedric. Oh boy.
Yep.
Oh boy, 75.
Who are you?
Jeff Swaim, 87.
You see Cedric's Twitter handle? His name's Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C. Mm-hmm. His Twitter handle is at Nuff Said. N-U-F-F underscore C-E-D.
70.
Yeah, and now he's number 75.
So now he's got to change it. But what if somebody has Nuff Said 75 already? Actually, you know what?
Don't do that to that man.
What are you talking about?
Don't do that to that man.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just curious.
You know what my hate o'clock is, actually, while you're doing that along those lines? I hate these people that had the foresight to go and buy all these domain names back in the 90s.
Why are you hating on them for being
I'm not. I'm hating that I didn't have that. Like, you couldn't have that because you weren't old enough.
I mean.
These dudes went out here and, like, registered domain names for nothing, and now they're selling them for $10 million. Talk about easy money. I was reading something the other day. I actually knew a dude. He lives here. I'm not going to give his name. I knew a dude who made a crap ton of money doing this. But then I read something today that there's this guy. It's like real estate. It's like there's this guy that owns all these domain names, and he leases them out. So some of the most famous domain names that we know, and they didn't say who, he owns. But these mega companies are paying him hundreds of thousands of dollars every single month just to lease out their domain name. That's easy money, man. You did not do that to that man.
Did not. I will not confirm or deny.
Are you telling me Nuff Said 75 is not available?
No, it's available. Well, no, it's not available. My bad.
Nuff underscore said 75?
Yes.
What about Nuff Said without the underscore?
Give me a second. I'm going to look this up.
Nuff Said 75. You're going to have old boy coming after you.
Who?
If you out here.
Who is right?
I heard grabbing this man's domain names.
We're going to have old boy out here looking for you.
Why is 20 not a trash number?
That's got to go back. It's not a good to some personal.
I know, because the way he said
guy
it.
Guy used to sleep with this chick in high school or something.
No,
some running
man,
back.
Nah, it's just not a good number for a running back, man. Like, that's nobody wakes up and says, you know what?
I want to be 29.
I want to be 29. Like, I'm sorry. 29 is the number that you were given. Like, they're like, this is all we got, bro.
That was the jersey. Like, you got called
even,
up.
You might not even be here. So, like, I don't even know why you're worried about it. Just go out here and give us a good show. I need an account to change.
You don't do this to that man.
Change Trey's account.
Why are you just being petty? It's only Thursday. Yeah.
Give Trey... Enough said.
So I guess Eric Dickerson wasn't good enough for you.
You had to look that up, though.
I had to.
Exactly. Yeah, you went back
and
looked
sorry,
up.
I didn't live in the 80s.
Eric Dickerson wore that because of...
Yep, he also wore these badass glasses.
It was before he had the glasses. He thought it was 20.
He wore goggles, man. You think Eric Dickerson was like, you know what's going to set it off? Goggles.
Sweat.
Somebody tried to make me do that because I refuse to wear contacts. It is so difficult. It smothers you.
What?
The goggles under your helmet.
Oh, my God. I wish I had a photo of that. You in goggles.
I'm looking up athletes by jersey number.
Satchel Paige was number one.
29's got to be.
The GOAT.
29's got to be Eric Dickerson, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was Satchel Paige. Okay, I got you. I know what you're saying now. Yeah. Worthy of consideration, Eric Dickerson. John Smoltz.
Somebody.
Ooh.
Somebody changed this. Wikipedia is the devil. Oh, why? My God. The guy at Fitzpatrick 6'2 was 286.
Oh, all it took God. Was one tweet.
That is awful, man. He's officially, he's probably somewhere between two, he's listed at 223, and he's probably more 250.
Man, I would be so bad. Like, if we did this best athletes by jersey number and you did it with, like, Hacker would name off everyone.
Oh, my God. He's Rain Man.
I'm looking at these, and I didn't even know these people wore it.
Yeah, I'm terrible with that. Like, even some of my favorite players, especially, I feel like football, I don't know. I feel like baseball is the hardest to remember.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why. Baseball and basketball, basketball and football, a little easier. Basketball for sure.
Like 26.
Sean Taylor?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's because you're a Miami fan. I think they got Rod Woodson. And this is of all sports. Yeah, all sports. Runners up, Wade Boggs, Herb Adderley, and Billy Williams.
Billy D?
Probably not.
Huh. They got to give me names on some of these. Number 28 is not got a long history of excellence with that
AP?
Number.
28?
Yeah.
Like Warwick Dunn?
Man, y'all are both going with your homeschool.
AP didn't go to Miami. Adrian
Peterson? They've got the two they've got named is Marshall Faulk and Burt Blylevin.
Marshall Faulk's pretty damn good.
But there's not that history.
What number is AP?
He's 28.
Okay, good.
I don't know when this article was written. Does Kobe have two numbers? Does Kobe have 8 and 24?
Just like Jordan has two.
They just did two.
And LeBron has two. If you want to be a GOAT in the NBA, you got to have two, bro.
I mean, Jordan technically on NBA Live used to have number 96, I believe.
Why?
Because he didn't give them the rights to use
his
name.
Oh, really?
So, like, they were just putting
– I remember there was an EA Sports baseball game that had every single player in the major leagues except for Barry Bonds. So they had a white guy who batted right-handed, and all his stats were the same as Bonds.
He crushed
the ball? He used Jack and homers.
They couldn't even make it a black guy?
Yeah, so racist, dude.
EA was Sports, a white guy with a small head?
No, he had a big head. He was large. It was everything. It was the complete opposite of him, just with the stats. Race,
you know,
batted differently.
I forgot LeBron had two numbers.
Yeah, six.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
That's when he was like a villain. Or is he back at with six? I don't even remember what he was this year.
I don't know. He was 23, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how
Yeah, the Lakers year, he barely even played.
That whole Magic Johnson deal is weird.
What a loser he is, man. Everything that he starts to have trouble with in his life, he's like, nah, I'm out of it.
That's not true. The TV show. That's not true at all.
As a head coach.
Yeah, you forget.
He is alive, man. He didn't have time to give up on that. Your stress can hurt your white blood cell count. My man is out here living, like getting flourishing. He's getting stronger. Everybody else that I've ever seen got skinny. Magic is fat.
Hey, hold on. What all did you just name? JJ?
He had a talk show that was like going terribly, the late night show. And then he was a head coach, and that was going terribly quick. And then he was a president slash GM, and that was terrible. But this is good for the Lakers that he quit, because as the owner at the Bus, Julie Bus, I think her name is. I forget her first name. Jeannie Bus. It's not a good look when you fire Magic Johnson, even though he's the worst, you know, GM guy in basketball. It's still Magic
What happens
Johnson.
To dudes when they either when they leave LA or get to LA or whatever? Because Phil Jackson, like,
he retired for a while, and then the Knicks gave him a lot of cash to go there.
Really close to
Jeannie Buss.
Yes, very close.
So I think that might have been.
Are they done?
What happened to them?
They break it off?
I don't know. I'll look that up.
Phil Jackson's still alive?
Yeah. We just haven't heard from him. I mean, yeah, he ruined New York.
Yeah, he got fired
by the
Knicks.
That was a couple years ago, though.
We finally saw what happens when he has nobody.
Yeah, they broke up in 2016, unfortunately.
So I'll never know if it was, like, if he's just a good coach. Did he have good players? Did he develop those guys? Did Jordan need Phil? Did Phil need Jordan?
Jordan didn't need Phil.
He was great before Phil, but they didn't.
They helped each other out.
They didn't sniff a championship until Phil got there.
That's true.
Phil's 73.
Rich people old is amazing. Some of them.
Didn't they win a title?
Like Morgan Freeman's been alive since
who?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh yeah.
Morgan Freeman's been alive since Reconstruction. And he looks amazing. Like, I don't – like, if he dies, it would shock me.
He's 81.
I mean
– you're right. He does look amazing.
We were just talking about the coach who was trying to go out there and eat – it was eating – whatchamacallit? Eating the
Barry Switzer?
Yeah. He said Barry Switzer's older – like, I thought he was Pop's age.
I did too.
Barry Switzer's, like, in his mid-70s.
He's 81.
Oh, my bad.
Barry Switzer's 81. I thought he was 63, 64.
These guys lived hard lives. They smoked unfiltered cigarettes. Like, they drank. They lived. I'm trying to think who else. It's like the lady from the Golden Girls. She played an old lady in the 80s.
Yeah, that's
How about
true.
Bobby Bowden?
Bob, now, I didn't talk about that. I saw the old man on Friday night. They did a tribute to
Let me guess. He looks old.
Like, he's always been old.
Looking right? rough.
But, like, this is the first time, like, I've seen, I was like, yo, Bobby is, like, old.
Like, you can't go from coaching a team like that to nothing. Like, you got to.
Yeah, look what happened
to Bobby.
Joe Biden just died.
Bobby talked and had the same damn speech every Friday night from probably when he coached the little
West
Georgia
Virginia
school, all the way through this. A little sheet of paper. And it always took 45 minutes. Yeah, man. Wide receivers now. I got to go out there. You got to catch that ball now.
He had to read that?
Running backs?
It's hard to remember that.
Running backs, you got to run. Quarterbacks, now you want to throw the ball to the wide receiver. Don't you throw that ball to that other team now.
So is it safe to say that Bobby relied on his coordinators for a lot of the in-game preparation?
He's smart. Yeah, he let them do their job. Like, Bobby knew the stuff.
Remember,
like,
the last 5 years, Bobby didn't even have a headset on.
Bobby put
When Bobby put
that
the
one earpiece. Yeah,
when Bobby put the headset on, either something epic was about to happen or somebody was about to get messed up. I've been on both ends of it. But Bobby was there to talk about Burt Reynolds. And because he was an assistant coach when he was there. It was a 90 second speech. And I was like, because my boy was like, hey, you need to record this, put this on Facebook Live. I'm like, oh, cool. So he started talking. He talked about when they went to go see a recruit when he first started coaching. And he brought Burt Reynolds. And they didn't get the kid, but they got the mom. Burt Reynolds left with the mom with the mom's number. Like, so this is definitely
a recruiting
violation during that time, because you bring in one of the biggest stars in Hollywood to do an in-home visit with a mom. I'm sure the NCAA frowns on that. So I'm listening to that story. I'm like, man, I didn't get it, but I know he's going to talk some good stuff. And then I push Facebook Live. All right, people, thank you. And he sat down. I'm like, yo, Bobby can talk.
How old is Bobby?
He's got to be getting close to 90. Got to be getting
close. Yeah, you're right. It'll be 90 in November.
Yeah. I mean, that's why when people were making an uproar about stuff, I'm like, Bobby, old, man. Bobby at the age where he can do whatever he want to do, man.
You got to give him another role. Like, he's got to have another role. Like,
he's working FCA. Sit. He's going around talking.
Oh, my God. There's a book from 2001 called The Bowden Way, and the cover is him with the one earpiece.
Yeah, man.
From 2001?
Yeah. That must have been, like, right when he retired.
No,
he didn't retire till
I wasn't there.
Bro, he didn't retire till what, like, 11, right?
What? Jimbo was at Florida State for 6 years?
It had to have been like 05, right?
No.
I was there in 05. 2009.
So I got 05, 2009.
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Bobby getting old, man. That was tough, man. I'm not.
So he coached till he's 79.
I'm not ready, man. I'm going to tell him that. I need him to live for like at least another 10. Trey thinks he's going to get coached by Coach Bowden.
Let him keep thinking that.
Which one?
Let him keep thinking that. He'd go to Toledo or wherever.
I don't want him to get coached by one of them.
Terry? Is Terry still around?
Terry's cool. Terry's been
Tommy.
Terry's been eating with Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Well, he was always a little roly poly looking.
Yeah, lost weight when he did
Tommy
TV.
Was the skinny.
Tommy was one. Yeah, Tommy was fit.
Maybe Trey can get coached by Terry Bowden Jr.
What's
is
he
it
doing?
Terry Bowden Jr.
Yeah, there's Terry Bowden Jr.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing. I just saw it on Wikipedia. And then I said it like I knew it already. We got to take a break. We're still on 8 o'clock, and it's almost 10:30.
We don't hate Bobby Bowden.
No, we don't hate Bobby Bowden at all. No. If you hate Bobby Bowden, there's something wrong with you, not him. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
How about a mock draft, as the guy Adam Rank says, with a twist, what teams should do. I'll do that in just a second. Before I do that, JJ, I'm going to give you a chance right now to apologize to Jeff for hanging up on him last night.
Jeff, you know I didn't mean it. You know, sometimes in our life we're going through some things and you just pop off at the wrong person. You know what I'm saying?
Jeff,
no
he apologized.
I still love you, man.
Oh, thank
cool.
you, bro.
You're probably the
only person left that still loves me. Thank you for that, Jeff.
Well, y'all like my second family. Like, I have my mom and dad, but y'all are just so cool. Y'all are probably the only show I really like. I listen to it every night on the internet, and I'm just glad the internet's around, or else I wouldn't be able to listen to y'all and stuff. And y'all do a really good job. I like what you talk about and stuff. And I'm not sucking up saying I really mean it from the heart. And
you're our boy,
Bob
Jeff.
Bob Bottom. I really
you're
like
boy,
him.
Blue.
I thought he was a great coach. Thought he did a great job at stuff. And I can only probably name a couple numbers of a player. I know J.G. Drew, who got his number, retired at Florida State, wore number 6. And I know that Jonathan Isaac, who wears number 1, played at Florida State. Hopefully he gets to start on Saturday and stuff. And it was pretty cool when Emmitt Smith played, you know, and stuff. I don't know his number, but I would say he's the greatest running back of all time. And, you know, it's great to live in the state of Florida. I mean, we're technically, we got like 11 college football one team, Division I, Alabama doesn't have that. Georgia's lucky to have maybe 3. So I'm kind of glad I get to live here and stuff. So I just want to say thank you, guys. Appreciate what you do every night, and good job.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. No, JJ, I'm not. What was the thing for? Calling Emmitt Smith the best running back ever is not absurd.
It's not absurd.
He's number 22, by the way. That's the only number that Jeff named that I knew, by the way.
That was easy.
You could have given me 10 guesses on J.D. Drew, and I wouldn't have gotten it.
Never.
Me too.
I forgot about J.D. Drew.
By the way, out of all the people that we've named, that guy's probably made the most money.
Who, J.D. Drew?
Yeah.
Really?
Paid, yes. By, like, the Braves and the Red Sox later in his career. He was just like an average guy, but an average guy in baseball gets paid.
Yeah, they do. They do. So this dude, Adam Rank from NFL.com, did this mock draft of teams, of people, where they should go. What teams should do. There you go, Denny. That's a way to say it. What teams should do. I was interested in this till I saw the first one, and the first one's Kyler Murray. No, they should not do that. The Cardinals should not take Kyler Murray. He says, I don't want to convince you, Cardinals, to stick with Josh Rosen, even though I'm extremely confident he's going to be an NFL, great NFL quarterback one day. Then why are you? Anyway. All right. So he says, Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Juwan Taylor at 3. He says, the Jets should take Juwan Taylor. Says, a lot of mocks have you guys taking an edge rusher, which is obviously a need, but you need to make sure you finish the job on an offense that you recently started. You invested big money in Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell. That's fair. Says the Raiders should take Quinnen Williams, and the Bucks should take Devin White, and the Giants should take Josh Allen, and the Jaguars should take Rashawn Gary. Kind of the same reason we're saying some of the other guys, though. He says, your defense is great, and I feel like you're going to be back on top again because if nothing else, Nick Foles can at least move the sticks a little bit. In other words, what he's saying is firm up the defense. Make the defense dominant.
Make your strength stronger.
Right. Right. He says, and I'm gonna skip some of these, but like Montez Sweat should go to the Lions. DK Metcalf should go to the Bills. I'm going to get to some of the quarterbacks. He said the Bengals should take Dwayne Haskins at 11. He said the Dolphins should take Drew Locke at 13. Let's see if there's anybody else interesting.
Got it. My bad. Go ahead. Finish that.
Giants should take Ed Oliver at 17.
What the hell did Ed Oliver do?
I don't know.
I need to know. Like, somebody, I got to.
It can't really just be the jacket thing.
I don't think most people even know about that. Like, the NFL teams don't care about that.
Right.
You know what the NFL teams are going to have?
Jackets.
Which is BS.
Brian
like,
Burns,
you should,
19, by the way.
The one thing you should not run out of is jackets. Like, they're not like fam. Like, fam, you knows knows not. Don't jump on me, BCU people. I mean, HBCU people. I love HBCUs. But they're not really sponsored by those programs. Like, they have to actually buy those uniforms. You have a contract. They give you a certain amount of money.
Houston.
I'm sure. Who is Houston?
They're in the AAC. They're a big school.
They've got somebody. They're getting
the check. They got jackets.
They got enough to have more than 30 jackets.
What were you going to say?
J.D. Drew was not 6 at FSU.
Oh, dear.
He was 39.
Oh.
Got that.
Same thing.
From,
Same thing. Why are y'all getting picky?
I'm not.
I don't know, I'm talking about
20. Oh, I see how he got 6. 3 minus 9.
Yeah.
Get you that. Okay, fair enough. Doing math. Doing math out here.
What else were you going to say? That was it?
That was what I was just somebody corrected us.
I thought you were going to tell me how much J.D. Drew made.
No, I don't know. A lot more than me.
His net worth is 50 mil.
Oh, he's not worth more than
Emmitt Smith's
than Magic.
Net worth is only 18 mil.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Well, he got divorced a couple times, right?
True that.
He got a son that's 18 that's in his class that Florida's not recruiting.
Well, didn't he have some type of negative relationship with UF for a really long time?
Emmett?
Yes.
I thought that was Eric Ritt.
No, that was Emmett. And I think recently, I'm actually positive recently, things have, like, the fences have been mended. But, yeah, there was something going on there.
I know a lot of old heads.
Like, he didn't feel like he was treated right when he was there.
I know if you go ask a certain guy who used to coach in this area who was played at Florida, you ask his wife how she feels about Urban Meyer. She was like, let me tell you something, buddy. You should sit down. Let me tell you about
it. We should have her on the show.
You know what? I should.
How is Emmitt Smith only worth 18 mil?
Because he played
when
in the
90s
in the NFL. That's a league.
Well,
nobody
like
gets
Irvin.
Paid in that league.
What's like
bro?
Michael Irvin's probably 300,000.
Less than that. Yeah.
Michael Irvin was on crack, bro.
You're acting surprised that NFL players aren't rich.
No. I just thought afterwards Michael Irvin's 15 mil.
Really?
Good for him.
Good for him.
I mean,
it's a lot of money. It's just
on
like,
TV.
It's a lot of money. I just
They should have more.
Michael Irvin, you know, was on that booger sugar. Like, that's tough, man. They make.
Yeah, I don't know if these celebrity net worth websites take into account your drug addiction.
This can't be right, dude. This can't be right. All right. It says Deion Sanders worth $41
million. I believe it, Deion.
Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah.
He was like his own brand.
I got that. But that's not the part I'm talking about. That can't be right. This is the part that can't be right. It says his annual salary for – hold on, let me get to it.
He doesn't make as much as you think.
Right. As a sports analyst, do you know – y'all take a guess what his annual salary from the NFL Network and CBS Sports is?
1.5.
No, 250, 300.
65,000.
Whoa, it's got to be more than that.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be, right?
No. Deion, they made a public thing about Deion. Deion just signed a new contract. He makes and he makes $500,000 from Under Armour. The only reason I know this is because, like, all right, so like May 14th.
Yeah, but that's not from the NFL Network.
Here, listen, Sanders wanted $1 million salary doubled. Like, he made $1 million in 2004, bro. Like, he's not going from $1 million to $65,000 unless he really hates his wife. Like, if he really hates her, is like, I don't want to pay you anything. Guys, I'll show you.
Give me minimum wage this year, guys. She ain't seeing none of this.
716 says, JJ, it would have been funny and kind of messed up if you dropped his call again.
I didn't before, though. He was, I don't know. He wasn't embarrassed, but he was, I don't know. He hung up.
718 says, JD Drew won a World Series with the Red Sox.
Yes.
Yes.
Was that right?
We're talking about all this stuff, but who's the dude that's still getting paid by the Mets for the next 5 years?
Bobby Bonilla. I'm pretty sure that's a wrap, right?
It's not. It hasn't happened yet.
It's like $1 million for 20 years.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla.
Bonilla.
Contract.
Yeah, apparently it was like $20 million, $1 million for 20 years.
Yes, it's June 29th every year.
It's payday July for Bobby.
1st. I'm sorry. July 1st, he gets $1.19 million every year. Until 2035.
Whoa.
As long as I owe you, you'll never be broke.
Wow. That makes that conversation we just had about Bobby Bowden.
Oh, well, no. Somebody got the richest has Emmitt Smith's net worth at $50
million. I mean, it is smarter for Bobby because – you know, inflation. Like, that million is a lot, it's worth a different amount than it was the first time he got paid it or however long he's been getting paid it, you know?
It's worth less.
Yeah, you're right. Damn. Bobby, you're a fool, bro.
We got to take our final break. I'm way behind. Wow, we'll be right back. I tell you the
difference between me and them. You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Listen, 548. You dropped the ball last night with the outro music. What did he want with the Godfather? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Your own restriction. When you give us some crap like that and we play it, like if you're gonna tell us what to play in the outro music, you better be right. And
yeah,
you weren't right.
You were good with who'd we have? Dean Martin.
Dean Martin and the one before that. Like,
yeah,
he was okay.
Fine.
But no. No, you don't get to pick again until when? Next Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was terrible. That ruined the whole show.
Your license is suspended. Get that taken care of.
It was already a crappy show, and then you ended it like that. 716 wants to know, what is the Jags' best-case scenario on the draft with trades, and what players? I have no idea. What players?
I mean, I already heard they're trading Fournette for a 6th-round pick and $1,500.
Sources say.
Yeah, sauces.
I mean, the best-case scenario for the trade is honestly that two quarterbacks are taken before the Jags pick so that it creates a panic at 7. And somebody has to jump up and get Locke or whoever they favor. Like, that's the best-case scenario, I think. If that doesn't happen, I don't. It's either like two have to be taken or none, right?
Yeah. I think I'll give up.
You give up?
I give up trying to figure out this stuff. I see why they pay them the big bucks. Mm.
Yeah, I don't understand these seven-round mock drafts, how these people do it. I mean, because like our dudes at Performance Enhanced, they just do the Jags seven round. Mm-hmm. CBS did every team. Every team. It gets that many clicks to validate that much work? Like, how much would you have to get paid to do an every team seven-round mock draft? Don't answer that. It's a lot.
I don't have the patience. Just like, I don't like balancing my books. It makes you think I'm going to go, like, and I have to, and that has to happen. It makes you think I'm going to go do a mock. Oh, he meant, will we draft if we trade back? Who will we draft?
Oh, I got you. I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to. I mean, gosh, if Ed Oliver is going to be still sitting there at 16, win the whole damn draft. Trade back and draft him at 15 or 16.
I can't believe that, man. I just want to know what Ed Oliver did.
I wouldn't be mad if they trade back and took one of the tight ends.
Yeah, 17. Take yeah. The guy that does absolutely nothing very good, but does everything just a little bit better than average. And that wasn't that the description that he gave us? Uh-oh. He's like, I know you guys don't watch much Iowa football, but I'm one of the two fans.
I forgot about here. That. Yeah.
Me and Mia O'Brien are the two fans. Mia O'Brien was having a Iowa. I've seen three people on Iowa. I mean, three Iowans, however you say their names, and they were all talking, and they were just like, yeah, what about this place? What about this? Like, man, don't nobody know what y'all talk about? It's three Twitter people in all of Iowa.
They just got it. They have to hit their dial-up. 548 says,
the dial-up.
Y'all need to relax this weekend, hit up ABC, and throw on some Jimmy Buffett. No need to hate on The Godfather. We're not hating on The Godfather. We're hating on Godfather music as outro and the fact that you requested that. Like, you were doing so well, 548.
And I hate myself for thinking it was a legitimate idea.
No, don't hate yourself. You had a rough night. You hung up on Jeff and did that.
I didn't hang up on Jeff. I just yelled at Jeff.
We all move on in life, Jay.
When he called tonight, he was like, I'm not going to go 11-0. And I was like, dude, talk about whatever you want, bro. I don't care.
What y'all didn't hear is JJ in my ear saying, hey, ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him to name all the football teams.
Because he was like, there's 11 in Florida. Alabama doesn't have that. I wanted to hear it. If he could name them all. I know he could.
Probably.
Definitely.
It was impressive last night, though, how he had all the records worked out. He knew who was going to play who, so who couldn't go.
Yeah, he wasn't stepping on each other.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's good stuff.
Takes research for that.
We could have seen how far he could go if he wouldn't hung up on him. JJ ruined the show last night.
Yeah.
We were heading for national.
Me and JJ tomorrow.
Yeah, I had a huge meeting with the bosses today.
We might be
would you do that?
We might be headed for the unemployment line tomorrow.
The dump button.
Denny's gonna get fired for being an irresponsible white person and leaving me by myself. They were like, Denny, why would you?
We told you.
James not on any of the emails. Why would you even put?
There's a reason he doesn't get.
What
those
the
emails.
Hell made you think we want him to do the show by himself?
And right now they're listening and they're calling everybody going, hey, we need somebody to fill in tomorrow night.
Lauren Rue.
Anybody got Lauren some time Rue. Tomorrow night, Friday night?
I wouldn't mind kicking it with Rue on a Friday. We can go Juke afterwards, man.
Juke?
I'll take it to the real thing. To the Jamaican Juke? Spot. Juke. Dancing.
Okay.
Wow. Go to the real thing afterwards.
Well, I'll be in Athens. Y'all can juke all you want to.
I keep work at work, bro. I don't know. No outside relationships.
Good point.
I'm not friends with anyone outside of work.
JJ's not friends with anyone.
Nobody.
I could have left it at that. I could have left it. I'm not friends with anyone.
Yeah, true that. Except Jeff.
Yeah, you're our boy, Jeff. All right, we all have fun tomorrow night without me. Just please, whatever y'all do. I don't care what y'all do. Just I need a job when I come back. That's it. That's all I got for y'all. At Denny_Thompson, at BigGameJames36, at JJ, my bad, at JJ LaSelva. Y'all have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.